Hello, and welcome to today's episode of Hacker Public Radio. I'll be your host for today, Deep Geek. Today I want to introduce you guys on the short episode of HPR to the Squash File System. The Squash File System is a file system designed to take whole directories, compress them using the zip system, and then later you can take that and mount it back onto your directory system. This interesting file system is designed to help people create small and embedded systems, but it's also fun to experiment with. I found that things like text files I can get 90% of the space going with. I found that with program files, executables, I can get things down to 50% the original size. So even to know this is made to, say, take your static files, your /usr directory, and compress it so you can put it on a smaller device or take less space with it, you can also fool around with different things. Like, for instance, I've already attempted to load the squashed file system source file up into a RAM disk and experimented with mounting the RAM disk squash file system back onto the directory. And that could increase speed. You could also, say, copy a whole website with a tool like HTTrack, squash down your result, and sit and walk around with your laptop or your USB drive with a whole website, and be safe in the knowledge that you have it on a very small version and you're not taking up space you don't need to expend. So all this stuff, all the technical little notes will be in the show notes at hackerpublicradio.org. I have links to the SquashFS homepage at squashfs.sourceforge.net. And I also have the link to the how-to at tldp.org/how-to/squashfs-how-to/. Now, to install it, it's an apt getaway, of course, like almost everything else. But you would have to find the right modules because you have to extend your kernel by loading the correct module. So you would first do apt-cache /search/squash, S-Q-U-A-S-H. And that would show you all the package names with squash in it. Now, you're going to apt-get install squash-fs tools, because squash-fs tools has mk-squash-fs, which makes the file system. But we also have to get the module. For me, for my particular system, it's squashfs-modules-2.6-amd, but this might change depending on what kernel your distribution runs and what architecture your computer is on. So that's why I give you the command to use apt-cache search. Now, to get the kernel going, to get the kernel up to speed, once you install these two packages, the modules package and the tools package, you would add a line containing the word squashfs to the bottom of the file, /etc/modules. And the next time you boot Linux, it'll load the module squashfs into the kernel, and you'll be able to use mount commands. So, to give you guys a quick example, I'm going to use a fictitious username called Tim and a directory called docs. So, you would, if you wanted to squash down this docs file, you would first do the following command: mkdir, mkdir, /home/tim/small docs. That makes a directory where you will eventually install the compressed version of docs. Then you would make squashfs, mksquashfs, /home/tim/docs, /home/tim/docs.sqfs. Then that would generate the read-only file system that contains the compressed version of all these docs. Now, since this example is text files, you can expect about a 90% compression. Now, to finish it off, you would mount that file onto the file system. So you would do sudo space mount space slash home slash tim slash docs.sqfs space slash home slash tim slash small docs space minus t space loop, which is the loop interface. Don't worry about it. That's just how you get a file read back into the file system. And then you can browse that directory in the same way you would browse any other directory. So it's something fun to experiment with, something that you really ought to know about in case someday you need to get a small file system someplace. And I hope you've enjoyed that little piece of information on today's short episode of Hacker Public Radio. Have a great day. A quick correction, that mount command should have been sudo space mount space slash home slash tim slash docs.sqfs space slash home slash tim slash small docs space, here's the correction, it's in the flags, dash t space squashfs, that's a file system type, squashfs, and space dash o space loop, and that will mount the file system correctly. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.